I think she's across the pond talking about a regular segment we call Sustainable Community Voices. Honored to speak with you, Sylvia Leah Lewis, Principal of Sustainable Manufacturing Consulting, where you were a recent panelist on a forum. We're going to talk about circular economy. Where are you and what time is it in your world, Sylvia?
Good morning, Shirley, from Paris, France, where it's also a beautiful October day. It's 3 o'clock, so just early afternoon. Thank you for having me on your show. I look forward to our conversation.
Thank you for that. Can you see the Eiffel Tower?
Yes, I can.
I'll just leave it at that. But hey, we can see the Grand River, and it's a beautiful day here in West Michigan. You were a recent panelist at the West Michigan Sustainable Business Forum and Grand Rapids Community Sustainable Partnership Circular Economy Workshop. Hence, that is why we talk about circular economy. Sylvia, let's start off strong. Introduce yourself. Talk about your role in your organization, please.
Yes, so I am the founder and principal at Sustainable Manufacturing Consulting, which is a boutique consultancy established by me a few years ago. I'm a manufacturing engineer by trade. I spent all my life in manufacturing in different roles, and I decided that I will spend the latter part of my professional career doing as much good and having a big positive impact on manufacturing and communities in general. So what I do day to day is consulting, knowledge building as the field of sustainability is still developing. A lot of education, primarily through workshops like the one that I was honored to be invited to in Grand Rapids, focusing on sustainable manufacturing, the place that I know and I love, but also open source circular economy in general, and also community sustainable development.
That's great. Well, for those that may not be familiar with the concept of circular economy, let's define or provide an explanation a little deeper here, Sylv.
So circular economy belongs to the larger field of industrial ecology, which unfortunately is not being talked enough about presently. Industrial ecology prescribes industry as a human-made ecosystem operating on the same principles as the natural ecosystem. For myself, I use the following definition for the circular economy. It might be a little long, but I think it's comprehensive. Mm. So I define it as an industrial model designed and managed around circular flows of resources, products, and processes that are renewable, long-lasting, high-value, low-carbon, low-entropy, low-waste, non-toxic, clean, nourishing, and healthy. At the core of this model are, of course, people, communities, and society at large, where people become from consumers, rather producers, users, partners, and ultimately sustainers of the commons. So that's the definition that I prefer to use.
Thank you, Sylvia. Hey, how does the circular economy then, economy compared to what most of us know? I'm going to throw out the term linear economy.
Right. Make, use, waste economy that we've been practicing for about 300 years. I see three major differences. The first one being the circular economy keeps materials and products in cycles that are similar to the Earth's natural cycles, whether biological or chemical or hydrological or physical. That's one. Second, growth and disposal of the linear economy are replaced by circles of maintenance, of long-lasting value and usage. And third, it is based on symbiotic connections that link both market and non-market stakeholders with a shared goal of prosperity and sustainability for all. So this is what I would say are the three major differences.
Hey, is circular economy a new concept?
Not at all, but like it happens to a lot of concepts, they have these peaks and troughs. They are very fashionable at some point and then abandoned. So industrial ecology has been talked about and practiced for a long time, but again, unfortunately, it's been forgotten. However, since the 2000s, there is an impetus in trying to mainstream the circular economy, so really substitute the current linear model. So I think this time, and I hope this time, the circular economy will win. There are also many similar economic models that, again, people talked about at some point and then they faded, or others are sticking to them, but unfortunately they haven't become mainstream. Some examples are industrial symbiosis, byproduct synergy, steady state economy, eco-industrial parks, environmentally benign manufacturing. However, as I said, it appears that circular economy is becoming more mainstream. For instance, it has become an explicit policy objective in the European Union. I would like to mention that our workshop in Grand Rapids is also proof that we are interested in developing and practicing the model in the United States. So I'm optimistic that this time will win.
Awesome. Talk about, why it has to start in the design stage of a product here?
Well, design is the stage where most of the cost processes, whether they're production processes or management processes, and the usage of a product are locked in. I've seen numbers as high as 80% of a product impact is determined at design stage. So this is why design is essential in the circular economy or in any other model. Even though many designers do not realize how much power they have. So in that regard, I subscribe to the view that the first responsibility of the designer, whether technical or not, is to think of two main objectives before anything else. One, the place of the product within a larger system, within the surrounding community, the surrounding environment, its own market, and then scale it up to regional, country, global level. So think systemically. And the second objective is to know from the very beginning and be responsible for when and where the product will ultimately end up.
Yes.
For this to happen, designers, I think, should be allowed much more time and leverage to find the optimal circular materials, the right production processes, the right product attributes, for instance, repairability. If we are to really substitute the current failing linear growth model with a circular one.
Sylvia, just a couple minutes left. Who is really doing a good job at circular economy? Do you have a specific industry, product, and or company?
I would like to mention countries rather, so that I don't discriminate.
Yeah, I put you in a tough spot, yeah.
Yes. But the good news is that there are several countries that we can use as benchmarks in circular economy. United Kingdom is one. For instance, Scotland has adopted a circular economy strategy at the government level. the Netherlands, France, Canada, Finland, Denmark, Sweden, Japan, and there are cities and regions within these countries that actively work on becoming models of circular economy. I would like to, there are also a lot of success stories in the United States. I would like to highlight one particular company because I really love them. They're called iFixit. They're based in California. And if I have time, I would like to read their motto.
Yes, please.
Which is, why repair? Why repair? Repair saves you money. It saves the environment. And it connects us to our things. Ditch the throwaway economy. Join the repair revolution. I love it.
That's nice. All right, circular economy, add that to our lingo. Sylvia, how do we find out more information about this and more?
I would recommend an organization that I'm currently deeply involved with Open Source Circular Economy. The website is oscedaysinoneword.org. It's easy to search for Open Source Circular Economy. I am on the board of stewardship for this organization, and we are a global community of experts and enthusiasts who develop and practice circular economy in conjunction with open source solutions, focusing on collaboration and open access to information. There are a few American cities involved with it. Mine, obviously, Indianapolis, but also Chicago, Los Angeles, Denver, San Francisco, Seattle. So everybody who is interested in circular economy and doing it in a very collaborative way, I would invite them to check out our website.
Thank you very much. Sylvia Leo Alouas, L-E-A-H-U-A-L-U-A-S, Principal of Sustainable Manufacturing Consulting, our Sustainable Community Voices segment every month. Thanks, Renee Hesselink, for the hookup. And you take care, Sylvia. Enjoy Paris.
You too. Have a wonderful day. Thank you very much for having me.
Yeah, nice job.